A Dalhousie team is developing a carcinogen test for firefighters. We're here today with Dalhousie University researcher Crystal Sweeney to learn more about it. How are you, Crystal?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here. So, Crystal, let's talk a little bit about your area of expertise. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So my background is in analytical toxicology. And so during my PhD, I developed methods for analyzing environmental contaminants like pesticides and biomarkers in blood and urine. And I've always been very interested in exposures to environmental contaminants that may cause harm long term.
So what is this latest research study about?
So basically, I eventually began, you know, looking into some of the occupational exposures that many people are dealing with. And so firefighters was a main area of focus for us. As you may know, firefighters, you know, they're running into burning buildings while everyone is running out without hesitation. And in that process, they're exposed to a number of harmful carcinogens over time. And despite the fact that they do have state-of-the-art equipment and very sophisticated decontamination procedures, despite all of those, they still have a higher risk of developing cancers than the general public.
So what is the study? Is this study a link between the effects of carcinogens and cancer and with firefighters?
So it's more about bridging the gap between these exposures, you know, when and how they occur, and kind of how to mitigate those exposures over time. And so there is a great deal of research happening specifically with firefighters in advancing early screening of cancers and cancer treatment options and awareness of firefighter cancer. But those are still kind of a reactive approach. So what we'd like to do is kind of bring forward a proactive approach and present this approach for monitoring and mitigating the exposures before cancer develops.
So how would this proactive exposure look like?
That's a great question. So I'm in the lab to market program offered at Dalhousie University. And what we're learning now is basically they're encouraging us to get out of the lab, get out of the building and speak to firefighters and other stakeholders and find out what exactly they need and what they're looking for. And, you know, the response has been overwhelming. This is, you know, firefighter cancer is definitely a common issue across the fire service. And they're struggling to find ways to prevent and deal with this. So what we'd like to do is kind of, you know, develop a way for firefighters to monitor their exposures to carcinogens over time. Perhaps they could collect baseline information. And then, you know, if they have a significant event or even a gradual increase over time, they will have that information. And then they can, you know, make lifestyle changes, or maybe we can have a way to mitigate those exposures.
Can you tell us a little bit about firefighter cancer? Where does the cancer affect? Which area is it? Mainly the lungs, and how common is it?
That's a great question. And actually, there are many factors involved. So if you look at it from a legislation point of view, different provinces and different states have different presumptive cancer legislation. So here in Nova Scotia, recently the presumptive cancer list increased from 6 different types of cancer, I believe, to 19. And so what that legislature means for a firefighter is that if a firefighter in Nova Scotia is diagnosed with any of those cancers on that list, it is presumed to be an occupational cancer. And then that would kick in the workers' compensation benefits. But that's not necessarily the way it works across the country and North America. So some some states have, you know, 21 cancers on their list for the presumptive legislature, but the process of getting compensation for the firefighter and the families is very different. And in some cases, the burden of proof is actually on the firefighter to show the link between a specific exposure and then the diagnosis. So you can imagine how difficult that would be, you know, not having that information and not being able to bridge that gap.
And what phase are you in your research now? Are we testing? Is it going to be ready anytime soon?
That's a great question. And one thing I love about the Lab to Market program is that they allow you to kind of explore the idea of your innovation before you even get into the lab or get on this hit the streets with it. And so using this program through customer discovery, you know, we're talking to firefighters to see what this technology could look like and what would be convenient to use or what would be more accessible and things like that. So because we're in the very early stages, we are just kind of brainstorming and kind of co-developing these innovations with the firefighters themselves. And then after this, you know, after we kind of have a better idea of what would be most successful in the fire service, then we can start building the innovation and then testing it in real world situations.
You recently came back from the International Firefighter Symposium. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So it's an annual event held in Miami. I'm actually wearing my Miami DCC Dolphins Challenge Cancer t-shirt. So the International Firefighter Cancer Symposium was held in Miami just in February. And I attended, not knowing anyone. And it was an incredible experience. The room was filled with leading researchers across, you know, North America and beyond. Researchers specifically focused on, you know, solving this problem of firefighter cancer. And the room was also filled with firefighters and their families and lawyers and workers' compensation individuals and just everyone that's kind of rowing all in the same direction against this. And the biggest take-home message, I think, at that point was Dr. Erin Kobetz, who's the director of the Firefighter Cancer Initiative. I believe she said, you know, research is slow, science is slow, but we have to move faster. And we can do that by networking and working together. And it's a little bit different in academia because, you know, we try to conduct our research in a bubble, in a vacuum. And that's, you know, seems to be the way it's always been. But we need all hands on deck and we need open communication and collaboration for this.
What inspired you to get into this?
That's a great question. I don't have any firefighters in my family, you know, I know that 9/11 has had a huge impact on, you know, a lot of people. And I've seen a lot of documentaries and I just, you know, I think about firefighters and how incredibly brave and courageous they are without hesitation. And I've always been amazed by that. And I just think it's everyone's fight. We should do everything that we can to protect them because they're there to protect us.
My final question is, what do you hope the outcome will be from this new research? What are your goals?
I really hope that we can develop an approach, not just like a technology, but some sort of approach for firefighters to take control of better understanding their exposures and how they can protect themselves from it.